JP Morgan raised its S&P 500 year-end target to 7,800 this week. S&P futures this morning are trading around 7,483, so that implies roughly another 4% of upside from current levels. But the more interesting part of JP Morgan's analysis isn't the target, it's the flash crash warning. They're flagging that market liquidity conditions have deteriorated in ways that make sharp, rapid drawdowns more likely than the headline index levels suggest. The mechanism they're pointing to is passive fund dominance. When a large proportion of equity ownership sits in index funds, the concentration of selling pressure in a downturn can overwhelm market maker capacity to absorb orders.
The Goldman Sachs AI bubble warning we discussed earlier sits alongside JP Morgan's flash crash concern in a way that's worth synthesizing. JP Morgan is bullish on direction but worried about stability. Goldman is questioning whether the AI-driven valuations that have powered this rally are structurally sound. Put those two together and you get a market that's optimistic about the destination but fragile about the journey, which is a description that historically precedes periods of volatility rather than smooth compounding.
Treasury Secretary Bessent calling for an end to unconditional U.S. trade openness is a significant policy statement. The U.S. has operated under a broadly liberal trade framework since the post-World War II institutional order. Even the Trump first-term tariffs were departures from that baseline rather than a fundamental philosophical repudiation. Bessent, framing it as unconditional, openness being the problem, positions the administration as seeking reciprocity rather than protectionism. But the practical implication is a more transactional, bilateral trade architecture that differs from the multilateral rules-based system that's governed most of the past seven decades.
FedEx, returning $800 million in tariff refunds starting in August, is a concrete downstream effect of the trade policy shifts. When tariffs change, whether they're imposed or reduced, the supply chains that route goods through customs systems generate over or under collections that have to be reconciled. $800 million in refunds is a significant number and reflects the scale of tariff-related flow adjustments that happened in the wake of the Iran deal and associated trade recalibrations.
Trump ordering the DOJ to investigate Exxon and Chevron for allegedly keeping pump prices high despite falling crude costs is a classic political play with some genuine economic substance behind it. The Iran peace deal removed a significant geopolitical risk premium from crude oil prices, and pump prices haven't come down proportionally. The structural reason for that gap is that refining margins, distribution costs, and retail pricing have their own lag dynamics. They're not linearly tied to crude spot prices. But politically, the gap between $70 crude and $350 gasoline is a visible grievance that consumers notice daily.
The billions flowing into U.S. solar, despite policy headwinds, is one of the more important undercovered economic stories of the year. Solar investment is accelerating, even as the current administration has been rhetorically hostile to green energy mandates. The reason is simple. Solar is now the cheapest form of new electricity generation in most of the country on a levelized cost basis, which means the economics work without subsidies in a growing share of markets. Policy headwinds slow the acceleration, but they don't reverse the fundamental cost dynamic. The question for investors is whether the Inflation Reduction Act incentives survive congressional budget negotiations, because those credits are still meaningful at the margin, even if they're not structurally essential.
Tesla's situation is also worth flagging here. Four Teslas catching fire at a Maryland dealership is a single incident, but it lands in a context where the company is navigating multiple pressures simultaneously. Musk's political involvement, reducing brand appeal in key demographics, slower EV adoption in some segments, and a governance narrative around SpaceX that bleeds into the Tesla investor story. The fire itself may be unremarkable. EV battery fires happen and are statistically less common than internal combustion fires. But the optics at this particular moment carry more weight than the incident would in isolation.
The broader energy story connects directly to the AWS announcement that Amazon is hiring 11,000 interns while committing $200 billion to AI infrastructure spending. AI data centers are enormous energy consumers. A single large-scale GPU cluster can draw as much power as a small city. The intersection of AI infrastructure build-out, solar investment growth, and grid capacity constraints is going to be one of the defining infrastructure stories of the next decade. Amazon's $200 billion commitment is partly a bet that energy infrastructure can scale to meet AI's power demand curve.